Te tuatahi, kei te mōhio tonu au ko te kē ngā mihi, engari tā meihana, tili, tāmati, tā tīpene. Teka tēnei te mihi atu kia koutou. I tērā wā, i te hui taumata, heka kei a koutou ngā wawata, ngā moi moi ā. Tēnā pē kāre anō ko tutuki, kāre anō ko ea, engari kei te whai tonu mātou, i tā koutou huarahi. Nā reira, kāre oti ngā mihi kia koutou. I arataki mai, i a tātou katoa. Nā reira, kei te mihi atu, oti rā kia tātou katoa, ko hara mai tēnei rā, ki te tautoko, tēnei kaupapa nui. Nā reira, kei te mihi atu. It's a couple of very difficult acts to follow. But look, my perspective on this, and there are so many things that you could talk about. The reason thinking about the now and the future is important is partly because of the circumstances we find ourselves in now. And what I mean by that is that, you know, if we were a healthy, well-educated, high-income earning population, then actually thinking about the now is a much easier thing to do. But because we're not those things, we actually have an urgent and immediate need to do things, while at the same time thinking about what we have to do in the future. And, you know, that creates massive challenges for us. So Jamie threw up the slide about the situation within Ngāti Porou. And what's the significance of that? The significance of it is it tells us that the scale of the challenge that we have to address. And you know, when we've talked about these things, I did a bit of research, threw up some numbers, and these are old numbers, but from a balance sheet of about $180 million, you know, Ngāti Porou will produce about $10 million net profit in the coming year. So that's what we have to grow, and that's what we have to invest. You just have to make a comparison between that and what actually gets invested on an annual basis by the government. So for example, on social welfare and security, education and health, and these are old figures because I pulled them out several years ago, the spend is about $43 billion. On education, it's $10 billion. The infrastructure spend, I think at the time I looked at these numbers, is just over $2 billion. So what that tells me is that this is not something that we can necessarily do ourselves. So we need to be clever, we need to be strategic, we need to be targeted in the things that we do in order for us to ensure that we don't go backwards. So to ensure that we grow, we build for the future, we continue to increase our spending power. Because lots of people say, well, you know, you're just about the money. I'm not just about the money, but what it does is it gives you opportunity. It gives you the ability to change things for people. It gives you the ability to create things for people. So you're not just about trying to make money for the sake of making money. You're not just trying to leverage off your assets for the sake of it. You're doing it because you can make a difference by doing it. And actually, if you look at Jamie's first slide, you know, those rangatira who were here at the time of early European settlement, they realised that. They realised the importance of education. They realised the importance of commerce because of the opportunity that it gave to them. And somewhere along the line, you know, I don't know if we've lost that, but, you know, that vision has become blurred. And, you know, why is it important to continue to do it? Because I think ultimately it's a matter of survival. Unless we do things, unless we invest in ourselves, unless we think about the future, then you know, the Māori people as a distinct people and a distinct culture, we cease to exist. Because and for the Māori culture and for a distinct Māori identity to remain, then those communities, those iwi and those hapū communities that make up the Māori people, they need to survive too. So if I think about the challenge in the Tairāwhiti, it is about ensuring that we keep good people there, that we maintain economic activity so that people can feed themselves, so that people have opportunities, so that actually what flows from that is that those communities continue to exist, that we continue to have people on our marae, that we continue to have people that you know, that fish our waters, that preserve all of those customs and all of those connections that we have. And unless we do that, then actually, you know, we cease to exist. We just become, you know, another sort of faceless, sort of non-distinct group of people within, you know, the larger New Zealand landscape. And so, you know, the vision, the dreams that people had were all about that, I think. And so that's really our focus. What it does mean is we have to collaborate. You know, I still think that despite what Heke has said, the government's still the biggest spender. They get to take money off us every year to spend on us. And so there's an opportunity for us to be directing that somewhere where we think it makes a difference. We continue to grow. So, you know, I know Martin Luther King didn't have a plan, he had a dream. But, you know, you can kind of make those two things work together so that you can deliver. I think that, you know, ultimately what we have to do is we do leverage. We leverage government. We leverage, we get capital from investors. All the time, though, the thing that's important and the thing that, you know, will keep us, you know, being who we are, that will stop us from selling our souls is that they're doing it for the reasons that we have. You know, the problem, you know, one of the scariest quotes in the world is, "I'm from the government, I'm here to help." So it's actually, you know, we don't want people telling us what, you know, what we should be doing. We should be saying, look, you're spending our money, spend it the way that we want to spend it. We want partners that share our vision, that will support us, that share our dreams. And so we need to be discerning. I think also, you know, it's important to dream. We can't lose that. You know, I heard Jamie say that perhaps, you know, we lost that innovation and that vision. I'm not sure that I agree with that. You know, I think that the things that we take for granted now are because someone in the generation before us, they had a dream and a vision that realized it. You know, I've sat around and I've heard actually, you know, Tamati, Sir Tipene, talk about the time when Māori wasn't taught in the universities. And the reason it was taught, and Sir Tipene can tell a great story about this, was because a branch from the Māori, the Māori Graduates Society. Yeah, sort of turned up down at Otago University and sort of harangued the then vice chancellor into supporting the establishment of a Māori language school. So these are things we think that's normal, but actually that's only there because of the drive and the vision of those people that were before us, and we can never lose that. So I thought about a quote too. I really hope one day I'll say something that someone might quote, but never mind. I figure I'll keep on trying and maybe I'll come up with something. But this is from John Bevan Ford, and I quite like it. He was a cousin of my mother's. And he said, "It is a Māori custom that when faced with the exigencies of the past, we look back to our leaders and legendary figures of the past. It is a Māori custom that when faced with exigencies of the present, we look back to our leaders and legendary figures of the past to reassure us of the enduring quality of our culture and its continuing capacity for change." And so this is not about, you know, being the past being something which drags us back, which means that we're caught in the old ways. It's actually about looking to the past and looking at how well we endured. We've changed, we've adapted. And the simple fact that we're still here is a testament to that. And you know, that's a spirit which I think is the one thing that will keep us moving forward. So, kia ora tātou.